fucking parker. Looking for the crew, any mods will do. I got me parker. Quite just really got time, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me parker. The kids are all right, so I'm looking for a fight. I got me parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me parker. Well, I've got my parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be a man. I used to be a punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Your own dreams. So maybe you deserve it. 愛が音を立てて崩れていく。信じられない最後の言葉に、こうしているのはやっとの私。それでも笑って話せというの？とてもそれはできないわ。愛はあまりにも私を傷つけた。とても天使になれないわ。泣いて泣き疲れて眠るまで。
welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
That's a smooth, mellow way to ease into the show.
Yeah.
A little weird, though. It started a little weird.
Yep.
I'll explain why, but a nice way to end that set off with, I'm going to totally butcher this name.
Sure, glad you made this set list.
Right. That was a track called Tezeta. T-E-Z-E-T-A or T-E-Z-E-T-A, depending where you live, by, oh my goodness, Mulatu Astake?
Sure.
Astake? Yeah, some Ethiopian jazz musician. Yeah. Started it all off with Lady Ray with a track called Karma, and another, I think her name is Rico Ike. That's a stupid thing. Some places have it reversed.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a Japanese porn star turned musician at the age of 17. And that was a track named Angel. Funny thing about that album. I came across, you and I, when we do the show sometimes, people think, you know, this is busy.
Yeah. What do they do?
What do you do in the booth? You want to know what we do when the music's playing?
We scroll through Amazon
and look at records for sale. Because Amazon, even though we don't always buy them from Amazon, when the pre-orders come up, it's always on Amazon. So it gives you a hint of like what's coming out, what are some albums. And some of the stuff that populates is stuff we've never heard of, like this album by Erike, which I saw the cover and I'm like, she's a sultry, topless woman. I'm like, well, this looks interesting. Opened it up. And basically, it's this porn star from, well, erotic movies, let's put it that way, from Japan in the 60s who recorded an album.
Yep.
And apparently, versions of the original version of the album, which was released in the 70s, I looked one up on Discogs because I was like, oh, well, the pre-order for this is $95. It's a pre-order price. 95, one album. It's not gold.
No.
It's not. It's one album. But if I wanted an original copy, I'm looking at $1,000. And the reason is apparently original copies came with a full-size poster of this young Missy.
Oh.
In all her glory. So, interesting story on that one. But I had to check it out. Like, yeah. I had to listen to it. And I was like, oh my God, it's so good. You know it's good when you actually, for a hair of a second, debate spending that $95 because you're like, oh my God, I love this. Fudge. So anyway, that's where we're at.
Yes.
I did the show this week.
You did the whole show this week.
I did the whole show. I've, like, work is kind of, work ebb and flows for me, and it's been very busy the last couple of years. Like, just stupid busy. Yeah. I need to find a better balance of work life, work personal life, I think. But you've done most of the set list. And I think, too, I've been doing this since 2005. I hate to say sometimes the luster is kind of like, ugh, right? Like, ugh. You've given me new gusto, but you're still, like, excited about making the set list and programming a show, which makes me excited. So I can understand like why you're always like, you're like 2 days out after the old show. And you're like, I got a show for next week. And I'm like, it's only freaking Saturday, dude. Chill. Like,
but Friday morning. What the hell?
I know. He's like, got the show. I got next 3 weeks done. So every once in a while, though, I like to kind of, I get inspiration and I do a set list. And that's what today is. Today is loosely based on the soundtrack to The Bear.
So it's about a little bear that lives in the woods.
Yes, little tiny bear. No.
And watches Japanese porn.
Apparently. If nobody knew anything about The Bear and just listened to this show, it'd be like a jazzy show about people watching Japanese erotic movies with underaged women in it.
Yeah.
No. The Bear is, there's two seasons out right now, and it's about the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Which I heard so many good things about. I thought, I'll check it out. And I think you sucked into it too a little bit, but I binged the heck out of that in like 2 weekends.
Yeah.
Because I loved it. It was so good. And I love when a show uses music well, and they use music well. So that's that last track, Tezeta, is featured heavily in a couple of episodes or one episode, and it just stuck with me. You nailed it though. You told me what it reminds me of.
Yeah, it's like Vince Guaraldi
set up
Charlie Brown, Peanuts.
Like relaxing, but really good jazz that just sucks you in. Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. So I recommend, even if you're not into the restaurant industry or that kind of stuff, it's a really good show. Slow burn in the first season, but that second season was amazing.
And Maddie's in it.
And my guy Maddie Madison, who my best friend said she would never eat a stitch of food that slobbering pig ever made because he looks disgusting.
Yeah.
But my God, he makes the best food. I love him. Right? But he's in it too, and he doesn't cook a stitch.
No.
He's not even a chef.
No, he's the fixer.
Yeah, he's like the repair guy. Oh, man, I love it. So, yeah, that's kind of where the show is. There's some tracks from the soundtrack, and there's some other stuff that I thought, you know, if I was programming the music of this show, maybe I'd stick this in.
Yeah.
Like this amazing track by Mr. Bobby Darin called...
Bobby Darin.
I am beginning...
To look a lot like Christmas.
No, to see the light.
Oh, okay.
It is still summer, Daniel.
It is.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. Never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Inside, I was
I'm sorry I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. No, I didn't. I'm just a jealous guy. Thank you.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief, along with my grief. Lord, I pray, really, truly pray, to find some relief.
Yes, Lord.
That is the incredible Lambert, Hendrick, and Ross.
Ooh.
With moaning. You know what's funny? I don't know if you're like this. Do you remember some records? Do you remember where you found them?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like specific records. You're like, oh. When I found that record, I'd been looking for years. And there is this tiny little, you're going to know which one I'm talking about right away. There's this tiny little antique store on the way out of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
That really creepy building. It's like three stories. I'm afraid to go upstairs because the floors creak so bad that I'm like, they're going to cave in. And it's just like crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you breathe and you can knock stuff over. And they always have records. And for the longest time, he had a bin of, he would say, jazz. And I'd flip through it and there was always crap.
Yeah.
Always crap. But I was flipping through it and I'm like, oh. I'm like, how much do you want for this? And he's like, ah, give me $5. I'm like, okay. So I remember very clearly, like, just being so excited that I found that record because it had been on my list for a while. But it was like, of all the places, this dusty, probably condemned building of a antique shop.
Yep.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Before that was the amazing Roberta Flack doing Compared to What? That's a slow burn, hey? Like, it's... Yeah. Oh, I love that song so much. Donny Hathaway doing a really amazing cover of John Lennon's Jealous Guy, which I... And I mean, I'm... Praise be to John Lennon. I almost think that's better
than
the original.
That is a really good version.
It's so good. Yeah. Like, who would have thought to turn that song into, like... I mean, it's soulful as on its own, but to really amp it up, oh.
Yeah.
So good. And started it all off with Bobby Darin, which I'm now debating, is it a Christmas song? Because I was yelling at you to be like, beginning to, and you're like, look a lot like Christmas. And as I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm like, he mentioned mistletoe and something else Christmassy. So.
Well, it might be one of those Christmas...
Ish.
Like, let it snow or...
Right. Know, it's not necessarily...
Or maybe it's cold outside. Yeah. It's not really Christmas.
It's winter. Yeah, I think the jury's still out. I don't know. But that was the amazing, they're all amazing, Bobby Darin.
Right.
Yeah, I think Bobby Darin needs to get a little bit more play and love with the crooners.
Yeah, it's like splish splash, and that's, you know.
That's what everybody knows him for, and that's such a novelty track. Like, Beyond the Sea, I mean, obviously. People know Beyond the Sea, it's fantastic, but Bobby Darin has a whole amazing catalog of stuff that rivals maybe
Frank
and Dino and all of them. Like, good stuff. Same with Mel Torme, damn it, needs some more love. I think that's where I'm at anyway. So here we are.
End of August,
we have this huge, and when I say huge, I mean it's like massive elm tree in our backyard. Like, I think even if the two of us stood around it, we couldn't hug it.
Yeah, what is it, like five giant limbs coming out of it or something?
It is massive.
It's huge.
It's like, I've never been that close to a tree that big. I swear to God, like, it's insane. And it covers our whole yard with its canopy.
Yeah.
And the other day we have a little table set up in our backyard, and we were talking, all of a sudden, right between us, a leaf, a yellow elm tree leaf fell.
Yeah.
And it's been on ever since. Like, the trees are turning here.
Yeah.
Leaves are falling. Every day I look in the backyard, there's more and more leaves. It is here.
It is.
I'm calling it.
But today was plus 30.
Right. What is Winnipeg in the summer / like end of summer is such a weird time.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's plus 30, but in the morning it was wet and cold and I was freezing while I was walking Mabel. But then it's like thunderstorm warning because it's so flippin' hot out and humid. That's freaking stupid. But kids are going back to school.
Yep.
Next week. If you're a driver here in the city.
Tomorrow, the school zones come up.
The school zones are back.
Yep.
So slow the heck down unless you want a $250 ticket in your pocket.
Yep.
So word of advice there. Hunter's not too excited. He is and he isn't. Yeah. Like, I think he's excited about... Hunter, I think, thrives on routine.
Yeah.
So I think the routine is good for him, but I think he's, you know, he's not... School's not his favorite.
Yeah.
Doesn't hate it.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to get up at 11 o'clock in the morning and
no.
lounge around in his pajamas all day.
And, right? Yeah. The dog days are over.
Yeah.
It's sweater weather.
Yep,
sort
it's sweater weather.
Except for today.
Yeah.
So, I guess coming up, there's a few things to talk about. The first thing I wanted to talk about is, we'll talk about the punk rock flea market.
Yeah.
Because that is coming up August.
October.
I'm like, it's August now. That's why I stopped myself. I'm like, that's not right. 17th, 15th?
14th, 15th?
Whatever that weekend is.
Yeah.
So, come on down here to the university. Actually, pretty much right below where we're at. Will be the punk rock flea market. It's over 2 days. It's expanded. They have way more vendors. Poop ton of room.
Yes.
The great thing about University Center, and I can attest to this because we're here every week. Easy to get to.
Yep.
You can bike, you can bus, you can drive. There's lots of parking on campus. Yes, it's paid, but it's reasonable.
Yep.
And very accessible. This building is super accessible. So definitely come down. And check it out.
Come down, check it out. Buy some stuff from people.
Buy some cool shit.
Yep.
Yeah. We're not going to be vending.
Nope.
We will be at the record sale that's going on at the same weekend on the Sunday, though.
Yep. The 15th.
And that's at the Kubota Center, which is off of Wilkes. 6.
Yes.
Well, I'm doing good here. So come check out our table of wares. We found some crazy CDs today.
Yeah.
You looking for 90s, 2000s, like,
yeah,
good stuff?
Come see us.
We are going to have you set if we let go of any of them. We're debating keeping a couple.
Yeah.
But we got records, CDs, yeah, tapes, memorabilia, the usual stuff.
That's right.
So the punk rock flea market is supposed to be the launch of UMF and Pledgerama.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This show is listened to worldwide because of the wonders of the internet.
Yeah.
But the internet can also kind of suck.
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't in Canada, we have something going on right now with Meta,
yeah,
which is Facebook, where all news organizations are gone. Well, any profile, any page, anything of an organization that distributes news is just gone.
Yeah, i.e. radio stations.
I.e. radio stations. Yeah. Do you know, I can't even think, what's the purpose? Why were they doing that again?
Because Meta is, it's something to do with the government, or the news is not getting paid for,
right, that's what
Meta's using at times, and yeah, Meta's using it for different things. I don't,
it's a mess.
Apparently it happened in Australia last year or the year before.
I think the Australian
government did the same thing.
So it's like you go to the UMFM Facebook page,
yeah,
it's there, but it's blank.
Yeah, it says this content is not available in
Canada.
Not
available in Canada. I mean, if you're elsewhere,
yeah,
you can access it, but for us Canadians, you can't. And that really sucks for things like UMFM, because we're not a news organization.
Yeah.
We're a campus and community radio station. Yes, I agree. We do distribute news.
Yeah.
We do. And as a broadcaster, I think we should.
Yeah.
But we're not funded the same way a radio station is. We're not commercial.
Yeah.
So a lot of our livelihood comes from being able to spread the word about our shows, our station, ways to donate online.
Yeah.
And we can't do that right now. It really sucks. Jared, our station manager, has actually put a really good statement together, and it's on the UMFM Facebook or UMFM homepage. So go to umfm.com if you want to read it. It explains the whole situation, why you can't see our stuff. But that being said, there's some talks wondering if we're going to postpone Pledgerama because we can't spread the word.
Yeah.
Like, it's virtually impossible to spread the word to Canadians, to Winnipeggers, who would be our target market.
Yeah.
So I urge you, if we do Pledgerama, spread the word.
Yeah.
If we don't and you love radio, you can donate at any time.
That's right.
UMFM takes donations at any time.
Yeah, we take your money.
We're not proud. We are. Like, I don't know how many times I can reiterate to people, like, this isn't commercial.
Yeah.
Yes, we have staff that gets paid, but they get paid just to keep this station running.
Yes.
There's no profit coming here.
Yeah, we're not making it. We're volunteers.
We're volunteers. I have volunteered since 2005 doing
this
show.
Every one of your Thursday nights is here.
It's been here because I love doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And you love doing it. That's why I dragged you here on our first date.
Yep.
I did, folks. And you haven't left because it's not me. It's the radio show.
It's because I'm tied to this chair and I can't move.
I made him sign a contract.
But,
in blood. But no, it's really, like, when I was looking and thinking about it today, it's really hampering things in a bad way for a lot of people. So
yeah,
we apologize if you can't see, those of you in Canada who are listening, if you can't see anything from UMFM, just hang tight. Show us your support. You know, let Jared know we still love him.
Yes.
We know the Facebook page and the Instagram isn't getting the likes. We still love him.
Yes.
And Michael, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You got any other fun news?
It's First Friday tomorrow.
It's First Friday.
Yeah.
Are we going to go?
Maybe. Bodega Boogie's going on. There's,
yeah,
Into the Music is finally having live shows again.
Oh, that's awesome because they have such a nice little venue in the corner there to do like a small band, and I miss not seeing that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going on in the Exchange this weekend. So
it'll be good.
Yeah.
First Fridays is always a fun time. It happens the first Friday.
Yeah, every month.
Every month.
Yes.
We did something fun this week.
What did we do?
We went axe throwing.
Oh, yes, we did.
You can tell by how excited he got that this dude loved it.
It was awesome.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, my inner lumberjack came out.
He totally wore plaid, too. But you're a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't take you too long to get the hang of that.
Oh.
I'm a natural, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I hit a bullseye with a knife. And it wasn't a fluke.
I hit it with two knives.
You did. You did. I just couldn't get that. I think more practice for me. Yeah. But I encourage people, you know what? If you need a good stress buster and want to spend some time with some friends, go huck some axes.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not as dangerous as you think.
No.
No.
There's a lot of safety protocols going into it. So.
Yeah, we went to Bad Axe here in Winnipeg. They've got locations all across Canada. Not that this is a paid advertisement. This is just, I had fun.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll set it up in our backyard. Yeah, the neighbors will love us.
Oh, yeah.
Funk, that thunk, funk, thunk, thunk.
Ding.
Right. It's like the neighbor throws frisbees over our fence.
We're throwing axes.
We're throwing axes. I don't think that's a good plan.
No.
No. So, yeah, it's a long weekend, too. Yep. The last hurrah before those kids go to school. So enjoy. Have fun.
Yes.
Should we just play music?
Let's play some more music.
So it's kind of funny. We were in the car, you and I, a couple weeks back, and this song came on. I don't know if you know what's playing next.
Yeah.
You do. Okay. This song came on, and I kind of looked at you. I was like, what? My favorite Biz Markie song is a, I'm using air quotes here, cover? Yeah. Or a reimagination.
It's a sample. He sampled the tune and...
And totally... And again, this... It's so funny where you recognize songs from and where I recognize songs from. Because you listen to the stuff when it... I didn't. But I listened to the old stuff. So you'll be like, oh, sweet. This is a Biz Markie song. And I'm like, oh, Freddie Scott. Not but I didn't know this song. But it's so good.
It is.
I've been playing it over and over again because I love Biz Markie. Well, love. May he rest. I love De Biz Markie, and I loved his song. So this is Freddie Scott with You in brackets. Got what I need.
Got what I need.
You got what I need. Oh, let's say you're just a friend. Sea of love going down for the third time. You came and saved me, dear.
Saved me, dear.
All the sweet things you've been doing, I ain't never been used to them. Don't ever stop them, dear.
Stop them, dear.
Oh, I'm thankful every day.
Ooh.
All that you came away.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna make sure
Ooh.
That you know.
Click. this trip worth a while. You see, she's got the kind of loving and the kissing. I'll make a man go stone wild. So I got to keep on walking.
Loving you.